You know, Jeremy Corbyn, he's inspired so many people. We've had a huge increase in people joining the Labour Party. It's now over 500,000 strong, and they've joined because they've been inspired by a leader who's giving us a vision of something much, much better. And one of those people that's joined is a local activist here, and I want to give her a chance to say to you what's inspired her to join the Labour Party. Her name's Beverly Thomas. She's a filmmaker, she's a former educationalist, she's a local Labour Party member, and she's here to tell you why she joined the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn. Big hand, please, for Beverly Thomas.
All you people at the front, you need to really turn round and see how many people have turned out tonight, because I didn't expect this many. I thought there would only be a few. So I felt pretty nervous when I saw this many people. It's amazing. And, you know, as I was waiting for Tosh to finish speaking, I thought, I can't speak as well as he can. And I felt the pressure and anxiety. And then I thought, wait a minute, this isn't about you. It's about Jeremy Corbyn. And I remembered the time when somebody said to Jeremy, Jeremy, don't you feel pressure? And he looked at them and he said, pressure. Real pressure is when you don't have enough money to feed your kids. When you don't have a roof over your head, when you're wondering, are you going to cope with debts you've incurred? That's what he said that real pressure was. And do you know what? Yeah. I'm going to tell you a little story. There was once an emperor who wanted the best clothes. So he decided to get two tailors. And those two tailors made him what they said they would make him the best clothes. But they said to him, listen, the clothes that we are going to make, only stupid people and inadequate people won't be able to see it. So the news went around that if you cannot see these clothes that the emperor is wearing, you must be stupid or you must be inadequate. But when the emperor walked out on the street with these clothes on, a little boy looked up and said, because he wasn't in on the joke, well, he wasn't in on the new policy that only stupid and inadequate people wouldn't be able to see. So he said, but Daddy, the king, the emperor is naked. And everybody started to laugh because now they weren't afraid any longer to say the emperor's naked. Do you know what? I thought about that story the other day, and I thought about Jeremy Corbyn. When people told us we had to go into Iraq, Jeremy Corbyn said to Tony Blair, you are naked. We don't need to do that. When George Osborne said that austerity was the only way, Jeremy Corbyn Let us stand. And when people say, this isn't going to work, he's not going to work, let us stand. Research, look on the internet, find out the truth about the economy, find out the truth about what the Conservatives are doing, and stand for this man, because he stood. Me as a black person, I can stand. You as people of Sheffield can stand. Thank you.
There will be people going around with buckets asking you to donate money, and I want you to put your hands in deep, because Jeremy's campaign is funded by ordinary